1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Look who's here. Good Tuesday morning. Like clockwork, Robin Mays is here with voice for companion animals. I'm sensing it's a very small animal, being that her hand is in the cage and she can't seem to find anything.
Oh, who is this little pumpkin?
Is it related to Norm?
No. Nope. This
looks
is
like.
So I got to fall in love with another one now.
Well, yeah, because this one's name is Franny.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Did you say Franny?
Franny.
A little girl.
That's a little girl Franz man.
Little girl Franny.
Give me some love.
Aw, he wants her right away.
Come here, Franny.
She may hiss at you. She's pretty scared. Mom left with the other litter members, and people watched and waited for a day or two, and something must have happened. Mom didn't come back, so. She's been
beautiful.
With us for about 2 weeks, maybe. She was pretty teeny when she came in. We were a little worried, but we're doing great now.
Beautiful little striped girl.
Oh, yeah, she's
not related to.
To Norm, and
Norm
got adopted.
Norm got adopted.
Does she get along with with Norm?
As Steve throws her on the floor.
They're so agile. Does she get along with Norm?
Norm was too much for her.
Really?
Norm was a little much. She's very timid right now. Just scared.
Yeah,
she's so small that she walked across your keyboard and nothing happened.
I know. She stepped on every...
I
read a news article that made me happy for Voice for Companion Animals. You seem to have found an area where the dogs could get their zoomies out.
Yes, you must have been on our Facebook page.
Stalking.
Yes, stalking. Over the weekend and actually before that, we've been working on a lot that we're sharing with... it's our property... Randy Sprinkler, and then the lot, and we're sharing the lot. So we've been cleaning up half of that lot that has stickers, and we found out wasp nest.
Is this somewhat adjacent to?
Yep, it's just on the other side of us. So it was just walk a building down and
what a blessing that is.
So we're cleaning it up. I need to call and get the pea gravel ordered, and then pea gravel will come in, and then we've got a bid on the fence. So we've got to decide on the fence. We may wait to fence the whole perimeter until we have the whole property. But right now, we're letting him have half and we're having half.
That's great.
We're going to have, it's easily three times what we have now for the dogs.
Congratulations on that.
Easily three times.
That's fantastic.
So the Marleys, the Kiras, the Kodas will be very happy zooming.
So I was holding Franny and I let her start to wander and she fell off the counter and has never made an appearance again.
Well,
where did she? She's been.
She's underneath the desk.
We'll never get her back.
Well, when she's full grown, I'll come back and she'll be easier to find.
We'll have to remove a part of the wall to get Franny out, to see pictures of Franny. Is she available for adoption now?
As soon as she gets her vetting, she will be. She's going to take some time, take some warming up. But this is the age to socialize them, so.
No luck, Laura?
We can see, but we can't get.
We've got an old lady on the floor.
Hi.
Franny has been located.
Hi.
See pictures of Fran in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com.
Look at that little precious.
Look at your little face. Alexa, slap it high. Five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Look at that little precious.
She's doing actually a whole lot better than I thought she was. I thought you would get hissed at like sometimes we still do.
No. Nobody hisses at me.
Not today.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, sweet girl. Sweet girl. Sweet girl. Yeah. Fran- oh, gosh, she's got some pretty browns in her.
Franny, I want you to give Norm another chance. He's a good guy.
Yeah, so we'll be heading to the vet shortly to start vaccinations and deworming, and we're just glad that she's doing so much better as far as eating, and we didn't have to bottle feed like we were thinking, and she took to the canned food pretty well. We had one of the volunteers put a, I don't know the name of it, but they have a battery-operated heart, and it has a heartbeat to it.
Oh, yeah.
So she put it in there with this, it says a little black puppy. And that was who she curled up with.
Hi.
How did you acquire, have you had Fran for a while?
Probably about 2 weeks. She came in with somebody that found her since mom took off with the litter and left this one behind. And the gal did exactly what she's supposed to. You don't just immediately grab a kitten away from,
right,
you know, a situation that you think. But she did waited a whole day, and mom was nowhere, so we don't know what happened. So if we don't do something.
That hurts.
She was a little bit, she wasn't lethargic, but she just, we were kind of worried that something was not going to go well. But she rallied, and she didn't really want a milk replacer. She took right to canned kitten food and dry food. So,
good girl.
But we'll get her to the vet in the next week or so, and she will be ready for adoption. We'll do a spay neuter agreement when she's age appropriate, and the vet says it's safe, and she will be a great kitten for somebody.
She is. She loves to just sit here on your lap, and she's nosy and all, but she loves to get pets.
Yep. And this is the age. If you're going to socialize a feral or semi-feral cat, you want to do it as young as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
If you wait anything pretty much over 4 or 5 months, it is so hard. We still have some at the building that just do not trust human contact yet. So
yeah, their survival training kicks in.
I spent the better part of 2 years trying to befriend a feral cat, and it just doesn't seem possible.
It's not when they're
older. Would take food from me from a distance.
Yes.
But it doesn't go beyond that.
No. And those are the ones, we just call them community cats. They're not hurting anything. And you can TNR, you can get them spayed or neutered, and then just return them where you found them, because if they end up they're going to be miserable at a rescue or shelter. They're going to get euthanized because they're not going to do well in a cage.
Right.
So instead of just killing them, let's just
get them prepared for their future. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. They are fine. They're doing a very good job being mousers and doing their thing, and they're not hurting anybody.
We'd send them to Kitty Cat College and let them go off and spread their wings.
There you go.
See pictures of Franny in the blog section of theisland.com. So she's already hip, and soon
to be,
she'll be fixed and microchipped.
That's right.
Yeah.
Robin, thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good work. You got, I imagine, moments of real reward in and around some stress.
Yeah, it was a long day this weekend on that lot, working and trying to get it all cleaned up and getting, because it was full of stickers. And
yeah.
Stickers are just really hard to get rid of. So,
how do you? Just one at a time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah. No, it actually, Todd and Becky, bless them, came with a bobcat, and he scraped
cleared it out.
Now, is the bobcat available for adoption, or is that not recommended?
You know,
oh, you're talking the equipment.
Yeah, the one that costs a whole lot more, but you don't have to feed it. Well,
you kind of do.
It eats gas.
Gas and oil, I suppose.
Though, in a couple of days, it's going to be 4th of July, and of course, all the fireworks are already going off. So why don't you give us a few tips for all of us that have our pets?
The easiest thing you could do right this minute.
Is leave the country with them.
Okay, the second easiest thing you could do would be find a Sharpie. Go get a Sharpie. Write your name. Write the name and phone number on the collar.
Ah,
that's the easiest, quickest. If you forgot to plan for something, which it's hard to plan some days.
Yeah,
because there's so much to do. Just go grab a Sharpie. Write the phone number, because it's not if it's going to happen, is when it's going to happen. And it happened to me several years ago when a gate got left open when we had the roof back then done. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. our dog was gone for 4 days. And it's sickening when you don't know where they are.
Oh, yeah.
It is sickening. So,
yeah.
And it will happen. And unintentionally, and dogs will get out. And the other thing that people don't think about is there's a lot of gatherings. Mm-hmm. And when you have an animal, cat or dog that aren't used to having all these people,
all that stimulus
at your home and yeah. and outside and the door open, close, there's another way that they can say, I got to get out of here, and off they go.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be in the artillery zone uh-huh. outside in the evening because, as we know, it's already started.
Yes.
You had mentioned once in the past you've seen tattoos.
Yes. So, I had a German Shepherd that had a tattoo on their belly, and it wasn't a mark showing where the spay was. It was a number. And I suppose that was a breeder or something like that that dog came from.
Serial number, yeah.
I suppose just for the 4th of July season, can you shave your animal's stomach and just with a Sharpie write your phone number?
You probably could because it'll wear off.
Right. It'll probably last a week.
Some people also put
But they might lick it, though.
Yeah. That's probably not very good. But, I mean, I've seen tattoos in ears, but for this time of year, you could get a microchipped. You can go to any vet clinic mm-hmm. and they will microchip. The shelter, I believe, will microchip. You can call them and see if they will do it for you.
Is that an expensive process?
Not really.
No.
And it's just, it's like a size of a piece of rice that they inject mm-hmm. under the skin. It's real quick. And it's not GPS enabled because that isn't something that you can do under the skin.
Right.
But if someone finds the animal, one of the first things you do is take it to a vet clinic or the shelter. They scan for the microchip, look it up, and it ties back to your name and your phone number.
Fantastic.
Or in some of our cases, our animals are microchipped to us. So we'll know.
Right.
We'll know if they.
And then you can look up the information.
Yep.
Right.
That's great. Robin.
So those are the easiest.
Thank you very much.
And then come 4th of July, just stay home and turn your radios up and TVs up. And when that last thunderstorm we had, I have a little chihuahua that is terrified because he lived in like a chicken. He was a breeder release, and he mm-hmm. lived in like a chicken coop this whole life breeding. And the mobile chicken coops, have you seen them? That they're like the size of a outhouse almost. I mean, they're so small. And there's no stability
Rocking.
To them. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he lives. So now thunderstorms and everything, he was a hot mess. But I found there's YouTube music to soothe. And before I knew it, I had the lights on and that music, and he was sound asleep.
Aww.
So there are things you can do to
Is sedation to help. Recommended? Or
I mean, talk to your vet immediately. I mean, we're running out of time, but talk to him today, tomorrow. See what they recommend. There's all kinds of plugins that you can use. There's actual prescription that you can use.
I've seen a lot of places that have dog chews.
Yes, there's dog chews. There's collars.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of calming. But the thing that they need their own space. So don't be wondering, you know, come on outside and watch fireworks with us.
No.
Leave them inside. Keep them calm and safe and cool. And maybe have a little music, maybe not blaring because that's loud, but a little bit of music, a little calming. It's the same actually music that we have in our dog kennels that's playing.
Hi.
Anywhere from classical to almost children's music. So
Hi.
Some of our volunteers don't like to go back there because they can't stand the classical or children's music. But hey.
There's dog TV too.
There's Animal Planet.
Yeah. My dogs love to watch it. It's so In fact, it's so fascinating to watch their little heads go around and watching it.
There are whole channels that I didn't even know were out there that were streaming that one of our adopters showed me. It's like, this is kind of cool. Not for me, but maybe the animals.
It's cool for someone.
Cool for someone.
Robin, thanks again. Pass that thank you on to all your volunteers.
We will. Thank you guys so much for having us every week.
You're the best.
Quit your jibber jabber. Waking up with Fran's Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.